The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Women's Aid have recorded their highest number of calls ever in 2024, according to its annual report. Last year, the organisation was contacted over 32,000 times, 12% higher than 2023. 24,000 calls were made through the National Free Phone Helpline. Sarah Benson is the CEO of Women's Aid. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, Jonathan. Good afternoon to your listeners.
I know from speaking to guards that this takes up an absolutely disproportionate amount of their time and they're only dealing with the tip of the iceberg. Why has it gotten worse?
It's an interesting question. Has it gotten worse or are more people seeking support? And I think that what we know for sure is that domestic abuse is really pretty endemic in our society and has been for, you know, many, many, many years. We know that 35% of women will be subjected to emotional, psychological or sexual abuse by a partner. And like ourselves, the Gardaí are seeing record numbers of call-outs. I think it was 65,000 domestic abuse-related call-outs calls to them last year. And our figures, which you've mentioned, you know, 32,000, over 32,000 contacts with Women's Aid Services in 2024. Those two figures represent the absolute tip of the iceberg because our national helpline, which you mentioned, actually is a gateway to all of the local services around the country. So these are just our figures. They're not the cumulative figures of all of the domestic violence services. And we also know that most victim survivors will neither go to the guards nor to a specialist service. So you can just imagine the level of need that's actually out there at the moment.
And there's not a single type of abuse either, is there? There are different types and all of them have seen an increase.
Absolutely. I mean, you mentioned our disclosures of abuse and those number over 46,500, a 17% increase on last year. And the reason the number of disclosures is higher than the number of contacts is because there are multiple forms of abuse. Broadly, they can be categorised as emotional or psychological, economic abuse, physical abuse, sexual abuse. And sometimes in a single phone call or a single meeting with a woman, she will disclose experiencing all of those forms of abuse. Often, over a long, long period of time. And that's because domestic abuse is a persistent pattern of behaviour. And if you are being subjected to any, let alone all of those forms of abuse on a repeated basis, you can only imagine the devastating impact that that has.
The only way we can effectively deal with this is to allow the state and the officers of the state and Garda Síochána Síochána to deal with it. Do you work with the Gardaí in their training? How do you coordinate with them so that they have the best tools available?
Well, we rely in all of the specialist services on all of the other systems which survivors have to navigate. And so that, you know, is the housing system. So we need our housing strategy to be domestic violence informed and responsive, which it broadly isn't at the moment. We need our court system, particularly the family justice system, to be, you know, completely domestic violence informed and responsive, which it isn't. You have pockets of good practice and individuals, but the system itself is not. And then, of course, the Gardaí. We have to refer to the guards. And Women's Aid partner with the National Protective Services Bureau in a life-saving and life-changing project, a high-risk support project for people who are assessed at being of continued risk of serious harm and murder post-separation. We also, you know, recognise the regional protective services bureaus and also, in again, pockets of really good practice where, you know, on the ground guards are responding well, but we are seeing inconsistencies there.
Yeah, but with due respect, that is at the very high end of risk. The average member of an Garda Síochána, the people who refer to themselves as mules because they carry all the work, are they being trained in Templemore to do the job that they need to do? And could there be a role for Women's Aid there?
It is our view that the bulk of those 65,000 call-outs are going to be reaching the local Garda stations, the cars on the beat, the feet on the beat. And since COVID began, we're not aware that there has been a proper practice-based training with the Gardaí in Templemore. Women's Aid used to deliver it for many, many years. Other colleagues have also delivered that training at different periods of time. That was discontinued. We are aware that there is an e-learning which is mandatory, but that is not the same as the work we would have done, which is, you know, delving into understanding the complex dynamics of power and control in play in domestic abuse relationships and good practice responses in line with GARDA policy.
Can I just dip into that, right? Because there's a big difference between learning an e-learning module, because let's face it, you can do that in a couple of hours, and hearing from someone who has experience of speaking to people who have domestic violence. So are the guards that are being trained, let's face it, there's a good chunk of them coming out of Templemore, are they not getting face time with Women's Aid in the same way that others would have done previously?
No, not with ourselves, and nor we believe with any other specialist service. And we have met with the Garda Commissioner in relation to this in recent weeks.
That must be very worrying for you, Sarah.
It is concerning because, again, we are really aware of the incredibly pivotal role that An Garda Síochána play. And when they respond well, it is life-saving and life-changing. We do know that a response that isn't perhaps in line with the Gardaí's own policy is one that can breach trust and can discourage somebody from reaching out again. So, and that may be for a long period of time. So it's important to say that 56% of those who disclosed contacting the guards were happy with the response, 44% were not. And that is a slight increase year on year over the last number of years. It's our understanding that since 2020, that level of practice focus on understanding and responding to the dynamics of domestic abuse hasn't been a core part of Garda training. And we would love, we would feel that it is really a missing piece because it is probably one of their highest issues that they respond to as a policing matter.
Okay, we're going to come back to this after 5 o'clock to talk more about what the Gardaí could be doing in this particular scenario. But if you've been impacted by anything we've talked about here, or if you need to talk to somebody, the 24-hour national free phone helpline for Women's Aid is 1-800-341-900. That's 1-800-341-900. Sarah Benson, CEO of Women's Aid, thank you very much for joining us on the programme. We were talking to Sarah Benson of Women's Aid in the last hour. They had their highest number of calls ever in 2024. 32,000 times they were contacted, 12% up on the previous year. And we were talking with her about whether An Garda Síochána have kind of changed the way in which they train their members, because Women's Aid used to be involved, but they're not involved anymore. So we did get on to the guards about this, and they have said that all Garda recruits have and continue to be provided with extensive training on domestic abuse and sexual crime while attending Garda College. Once attested, they must attend additional classes on domestic abuse during other phases of their training. They say they're going to look at the Women's Aid report in full, with a particular focus on feedback contributed by victims and those directly affected by the issue in particular. But I want to talk to two people who've got an insight into this. We'll come to Trina O'Connor, a criminologist, in just a moment. She's in our Dublin studio. But first of all, Pat Murray, former detective, is on the line. Pat, I know some guards take this unbelievably seriously. It is, for many of them, the reason to be a guard. That is not universal, is it?
No, I can tell you now that it's a fact of life that if you become a member of the Garda Síochána, you will be and be will find yourself at the doorstep of a domestic abuse in no time at all, once you're in uniform and responding to calls. It's there, it has always been there, and it always will be there. And in all fairness, the guards, do a good job and do their best for the victims of domestic abuse now. And it's a lot more open there now with let's say, coercive control being a crime and that. And in my day back in the 80s, like, there was no such thing as coercive control or that, you know, but there was domestic violence. But attitudes have changed. And I remember the very first call I ever went to. I was a very seasoned guard. I was only a very young guard in uniform. I was only a couple of days out. I had my shoes were nice and shiny. And I went to a domestic abuse case, and a lady answered the door. She had a big busted eye in her, and she said the husband's upstairs with the children, and she feared for her safety, the child's safety. So I stayed with her, and a very seasoned member that was with me went upstairs, and after a short while he came down with the husband, and he says, "We're finished here now. We have to be no more hassle. We won't be back here. We won't be called back here." And out the door we went and into the car. And I said to him, well, should we not be arresting the husband? He says, you remember this, he said, and remember it and take it with you. It's oftentimes the mink in the closet that's responsible for the wolf at the door. So his thing was, she started it. She got a thump and she deserved it. That was
and did he genuinely believe that, Pat?
Yes, he did. And that was it. And that was the thinking back then. But thanks be to God, you know, with, let's say, all the reporting of domestic abuse now and all the, let's say, some of the murders I've dealt with, like, were generated from domestic abuse over the years. And, you know, it's a very serious issue. And the guards are a lot more now clued into it. And the Protective Services Unit, which are in each division or region or whatever they have them now, like, are very skilled and educated people in respect of all of this.
And but I know the Garda Training College is a very good training college for police. It's been internationally acknowledged that they're good at what they do. But I can't help but wonder how much better it would be for those young members, those impressionable members of An Garda Síochána, not just to hear from their lecturer or to do an online module, but to hear from somebody who has life experience of dealing with these cases. I just don't know why that would be dropped.
Yes. That would make common sense. And I always said myself, in respect of this type of training, they should look at professional actors and actresses to have scripted situations of domestic violence. So when, let's say, the guard calls to the house, it can be acted out in a realistic format, so the guard will know what to do or what not to do, and what power of arrest to have and what they need to do. And I think myself, that's, you know, because they're going to come across the real life situations when they're out there, and there's nothing like the real life situations to sort of sharpen your wits. But what I'm saying is that I think it, from a training format, I think with all the people who can contribute to the aspects of domestic abuse, it would be of benefit to, let's say, have scenarios or situations by actors and actresses where the guard knocks on the door and the things are played out in a real format, like, you know.
So Trine O'Connor, it would help prepare, certainly. Well, Trine O'Connor's in our Marconi House studio. Trine, on that point, anyone who's a member of a sports club around the country and who works with young people will have to go through child protection courses. They will learn to look for signs. They will learn to, you know, identify where things need to be escalated. You know, I'm not sure we're even doing that at a Garda level, based on what we heard from Women's Aid earlier.
Yeah, actually, it's interesting to hear Pat talk there about the old kind of attitude that when you find your, when the Gardaí find themselves at a situation, very often they would have experienced what we now know to be reactive abuse, where maybe a female may have been gaslit for a number of years by her abuser and she may have reacted badly. And this is something that we know through trauma-informed practices. And I suppose from my perspective, looking at the training that we give new recruits and indeed existing Garda members, we need to be looking at having the golden thread of trauma-informed practices right through all of approaches with the public in the job that the Gardaí do. I mean, and we also need to be looking at knowing that this is much more than a criminal justice issue. We need to be looking at how the Gardaí can be supported. And that's why I suppose it's a little bit disappointing and a little bit of a missed opportunity not to have the likes of Women Aid involved in the development of the curriculum to the emerging trends that we're seeing in the gender-based violence, because we're seeing now online gender-based violence. We're seeing more and more coercive control. We're also seeing threats to children and family members. All of these things can be very tricky around the complexities of and the dynamics of domestic abuse, because for many victim survivors, they might find it very difficult to leave their home at the moment because of the crisis in housing. This is one of the reasons why many people will go back to their abusers, because they can't find a safe space. We know we have a crisis in the refuge spaces around the country. So An Garda Síochána very much have a role to play, and they need to be trained. And you will see experienced Gardaí who have seen these situations time and time again, having really good approaches to it. And that's positive. But you also see people who have old ideas, and you also see new recruits without the experience necessary to deal with a really fast moving and chaotic situation that they often find themselves coming across.
I'm sure you've been in court, as I have been over the years as a reporter, where the courts have been dealing with domestic abuse, and it's all in camera. You can't report on most of it, but it's terrifying. And it's, when it reaches court, it has reached terrible proportions of risk, because it means that the guards have probably been called more than once.
Yeah, and I think that's a very frightening time for the victim survivor as well, because we see even within our court, very often they have to walk by their abuser within the court system. Now, victim support are extremely helpful and supportive to people, but it can be really challenging. And sometimes you see people pulling out of the case at the last minute because they're so scared of their abuser, even on the day when the court case is happening. So it's something that we need more support, more than on Garda Síochána. We need to have, although we have got the Protective Services Unit, I would suggest that we need a multidisciplinary team that includes social care, includes psychological support, like, because we have to think about what happens for the people when they're in that situation. When the Garda arrive, there's also children who are witnessing this. Mm-hmm. And the Garda, you know, they're stretched, their resources, and they may not have the education in order how to deal with the psychological supports that young people need in them situations. So it's important that we wrap, if we're going to take this seriously, we need to wrap services around on Garda Síochána and the Protective Service Unit in order to support people suffering from gender-based violence.
Pat Murray, just to finish up with you, the Protective Services Unit is great that it exists, but they're not going to be there all the time. Your average person, as I pointed out earlier, who's going to be responding to this will be a Garda on a unit, a Garda who could be called as equally to a robbery as domestic violence. I mean, they're the ones we need to have all of the equipment and abilities and skills at their disposal to deal with this.
Yeah, well, I have to say, training in Templemore, it has to be a huge factor in preparing the guard when he goes out there. And it's nice to hear, like, you know, Trina saying that, like, you know, the people who know about domestic violence, let's say the Women's Aid and all this, they should be totally involved to give to the guard a lecture or a talk and explain the complexities of domestic abuse. And that's what it is, because domestic abuse can lead to murder at the end of the day. And it's a very vulnerable time for a woman when she goes to leave a relationship where she finds that she's now, it's time for out, and she needs all the support she can get. And the Gardaí have to be aware of all of that, you know. So look, I think it's all stakeholders should have a say in how Gardaí are trained in respect of dealing, approaching domestic violence. And I think, well, I know, I don't know, people mightn't listen to me, but I always think that actors and actresses that can play out the real, you know, scenarios of a domestic violence situation would prepare a guard that little bit better. So look, that's just my take on it.
Pat, thank you for the benefit of your experience. Retired Garda Detective Pat Murray and criminologist Trina O'Connor, thank you both very much for joining us. It's not an issue that's going to be solved today or tomorrow. It is, unfortunately, it's a bit of a cancer at the heart of our community that this goes on behind closed doors, and the bravery of someone who rings and looks for support, look what will have happened to get to that point. But if you are impacted by that and you do want somebody you can talk to in confidence, you can either contact an Garda Síochána or you can contact Women's Aid. Their 24-hour national helpline is 1-800-341-900. That's 1-800-341-900.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.